3, 2.
I panicked.
One.
Okay. We're starting our podcast. Welcome to Toy Soups.
What's up?
Woo! Podcast. We kind of changed the name. I don't even think we call it the Black Box anymore.
No, it's just Toy Soups Podcast. But if you want to look it up, Toy Soups Black Box.
Toy Soups Black Box.
Yeah. Ooh.
So it's like theater-esque is what we're going for.
Oh.
See,
yeah.
Bob gets
wow,
it.
Yeah, I
you're
get
a theater
it.
Guy.
I am a theater guy.
Yeah, so you know what a black box is.
Yeah.
I know.
I've never
black
been
box.
In a black box.
Ooh,
if you
never go back after that.
Man, I tried a white box once. I couldn't even see the corners.
I couldn't get out.
I couldn't see the edges.
Anyways, hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey,
Bob's here.
I'm excited to be here. I love you guys.
I love you too, Bob.
You guys are just amazing,
love
you, and you kill it every time you do anything. So anytime I can put my name with you guys, that's a win for me.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. I feel like we are trying to unite improv worlds, basically. Mm-hmm. So, because that doesn't happen enough.
We are.
So.
Not like
this. We'll have to talk some point about March Madwits.
I was
going to
ask you, because that's the thing is, my March is so busy, but I would love to participate if I could somehow. I don't know how, but.
Well, we should tell people what it is before they.
Yeah, tell them. Bob, tell them.
Yes. It's an orgy for redheads.
I totally want to be. I'm going to do the exact statement I just did. Somehow I want to be involved. I'm really busy in March, but I would be a part of that orgy anytime.
Is there a black box involved? That's
not with gingers.
Not natural. Not natural.
No, but what we're doing, so our improv troupe, Quick Wits, we did it last year. We called it Mad Wits, and we just did all March. It was kind of a competitive. We put a bunch of people together and just randomized three-person teams, so you didn't know who you were going to play with.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then you ended up on a stage, and you competed against another three-man team. It was single elimination, made it all the way down to whoever, you know, was able to come out on top. Last year it was probably, I'd say, about 80% Quick Wits players.
Oh, cool.
But this year we've already gotten people from just troops all over the state.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool.
And, really excited. And all of them have wanted to come up and go, hey, can't we just have an off the wall team? And can't we just have
yeah.
And we're like,
that's
because then it turns into a crappy, battle of the improv.
Right.
Like
who's
we did.
Better than who?
Who's better than who? And the whole idea is we want to show that everyone's better when you play together.
Yeah. That's actually really cool.
And you learn so much more, man. When I play with other people, it's all of a sudden. Because you guys do shows all the time. You know what Troy's going to do usually if you set
all
him up.
All the time, yeah.
But all of a sudden you do a show, like when you came into the Quick Wit show, you were like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Because we're not, you know, we're doing something different, or we play a game slightly different.
Right.
And so I'm really excited about that, and I think it's going to go really well. So we're just putting together the teams right now. We've got about 24 improv people. Of course, we will have an open space if you guys want to come in, because we will.
I would totally be down. Is this all one night? That can't be one night.
No. But what we're doing is, so we've teamed up with Off the Wall in Ogden, and so we're going to have their theater. So we'll have shows on Friday night and Saturday night, the first 3 weeks, and that will bring us all the way down to the final week in March.
Oh,
we'll have one Saturday show at our theater. But I think we've got about 24 people. We've got... you know, people from just pretty much all the troops around. We're even trying to get, you know, some of the Provo troops and at least one person up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be really fun, and we're hoping to just build this year after year and maybe kind of turn this into March being kind of an improv festival.
That would be awesome.
And, that would be fun.
Make it fun. But anyway.
No, I totally agree, because, I mean, even performing with Troy, which is totally true, we have the same mentality in mind, but you always got to, sometimes things get stale, like in a relationship.
And you improv with other people.
No, it's not just that, but you need to step back and see what you've been doing and the difference. And sometimes, like, you'll see something and go, oh my God, that's brilliant. I never thought of it that way. Or like someone performs a certain way and you're like, oh, I got to get out of what I do. You kind of, like when I performed with Quick Wits last, I was definitely like, oh man, I need to like stretch my limits a little bit. Like I didn't do this well, so I need to work on it and do this well. So it's totally better for everybody to do that.
I'll tell you one that blew my mind, and it's weird because I've done improv, you know, this is my 22nd year of doing improv.
God damn, how old are you?
I'm so old. But I did a show with...
I'm glad you didn't, like, battle that. You're like, no, dude, I'm like 90.
Really fucking old.
I knew Del Close personally. Like, I gave birth to Del Close.
It's a constant running thing on Quick Wits. But, I've done it forever, and I've gone around and learned before I started teaching improv. I wanted to learn from as many things as I could. But I did a show a couple years ago with Comedy Sports, And they had a door on stage, and it was all of a sudden they were like, I was doing a scene with someone, and I goes, well, let's go see the doctor. And he kind of pulled me off stage a little bit, and a guy came on stage the other side, and we came in through the door, and he goes, doctor, I want to, and I was like, whoa. I mean, all of a sudden, just like, we just transported to another location.
Yeah.
And that sounds so obvious, so easy, mm-hmm. but it was one of those things where I just, I know I look like such a just noob on stage going, whoa.
What a cool transition.
And then I said, I am so stealing this and claiming that I invented it.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck yeah. Like every brilliant improviser does. This is the first time this has ever been seen.
Oh, you don't know how many times I've been somewhere and had someone explain a game I've invented to me. Right. Well, here's a game that we invented. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I did that like 14 years ago.
Right. That's awesome.
Oh,
but we call it something different.
That's exactly. That's always the next line. But we call it Bananarama.
Oh,
we don't call it murder mystery. We call it movies.
Mumbling murder mystery.
Mumbling. We call it charades.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call it parlor games.
Family home evenings. What we call it.
Anyway, oh, well, that's awesome. So we'll talk about that. So cool. Quickwits, basically, Bob's from Quickwits. They've been around. You've been around. Quickwits has been around for so long.
94 we started. October of
1994. Wow.
I was 10. I was 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not 10. I think, I don't know how old I was. 94. I was 15. All something right. like that.
So. I was already 30. Glad you guys had a laugh on my age.
No. I'm looking at the actual 1994. There was something that happened in 94 that was hilarious.
It's a joke, Troy. It's a moment.
When Troy was 10 and I was 15, we had this great moment.
Oh, God.
That's fucking awesome.
No, but you know what? I love improv is sort of like my little fountain of youth because...
Keeps you young.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like... Until someone starts talking about my age, or I make some reference to something that no one in the audience knows.
Yeah.
You know?
See, we do that now.
I'm like,
do that.
Oh, remember the final episode of MASH? Like,
never even seen it, but I know I fucking hate it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had to play an improv. You guys know this, like improv games where you start out, you know, and you get to know each other, and you throw the ball around, and you do name association shit. Anyway, I'm just about to graduate from my film program, and I had to take a really, really easy course, easy A, just to, you know, bump my credits up.
Yeah.
So I took acting one. Hell yeah, I did. And in that class, we just play games for most of the time. Most of the time, it's throwing
like
the ball
kindergarten.
Around.
Kindergarten. Yeah, you get
so,
to draw.
Totally. That's exactly what it is. We went to Gugurt the other day to chat. That was my grade. Anyway. So during the class, we were throwing around, and it was like associating. You're like, okay, the red balls, movies. The yellow balls, you know, films, and the blue balls, music or whatever.
The blue balls are music.
Movies, and then the other's film. I'm already confused.
Yeah. Listen, so you're throwing it, and you have to say a movie or something. But the problem is everyone in my class is 18, and so they're all saying. And, like, when I catch it, I throw it to mom, Blink 182. And they're like, what? Rage Against the Machine. And they're like, you know, films. They're like modern films. And I'm like, Road to Perdition. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, okay, I'm a 40-year-old in school.
In acting one.
In acting one.
For an easy A.
Yeah, it's totally an easy A. But one of the students, I think, caught me. Like, I was, like, in class, and I'm, like, sitting there going, and she, like, walks up, and she's like, your face was popping up all over my Facebook about doing an improv show. Are you an actor? And I was like, no, it's acting one. I've never taken an acting course in my life.
Sure, I dabble in the theater here and there.
That's someone who looks like me.
But secretly, you were like going, my face is showing up all over Facebook.
Yeah. I'm like, my ads are working.
Paying money works.
Yes.
Facebook making us pay for it.
I know. Every time I do that, I'm always like, God, they're making so much money. Huh?
Yep.
All right, should we get going?
Yes, let's do this.
So we just make shit up on this podcast, if you haven't noticed. And we got Bob here. And should we just do the game to start off with?
But you want to start off the game?
You want to do a little game, or you want to do some of some?
You want to do a scene?
Do a scene.
Yeah, let's do a scene. Okay.
Do a scene. Do the game.
So now that's like a teaser. I was like, what game are they going to do?
Yeah. Wow. It's like real
they
radio.
Have a game?
Oh my God. Coming up at 6:05.
Right after the message.
Taylor, we're going to do a game.
A scene about DJs and their DJ voice. You know, doing sex talk. Hey, honey, coming up at the top of the hour, I'll be going down on you.
It's the wacky guy, the color analysis.
Yeah, there's the guy behind you going, whoa, whoa.
Traffic's going to be jammed today.
There's a backup on.
I bumped her to bumper. That was really dumb.
All right, let's get a suggestion.
Yeah, well, so we got a bunch of them. I know, Bob, you liked a couple of them that we got.
Yeah, there was a couple that got put on mine.
Jason, yeah, I saw Jason put one on yours. And then baby shower was good.
Who said baby shower?
Jason Wild.
Oh, did everyone say baby shower? Oh, yeah. Jason's all over the place. There's a bunch of them. So let's say, Bob, you're our guest. Why don't you pick the first scene that you want to do?
You know, one I liked, I didn't even turn on my phone, but I saw one as I was coming in here that was a white collar prison riot.
Okay. White collar prison riot. Oh, my God. Do you think Johnny's breaking out of here?
He's totally getting out of here.
Well, how? How is he getting out? I mean, they raised the fence up to 5 feet.
I don't know. I don't know how this is happening.
I think that he's not getting out anymore. The siren stopped.
I know he's been upset, though. I know he's been upset because he got a steak and it was medium rare when he clearly said rare. And,
are you kidding me?
Oh, that set him off. He almost shivved a dude.
Really?
He shivved them real good?
Well, not necessarily, but he had his lawyer send a letter to the other guy's lawyer.
Super smart.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Super smart.
Very good.
Who's his lawyer?
Well, I think we all know that it's Robert Shambaya.
Shambaya.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's kind of African, but that's really just a fake name.
Ah, Shambaya.
Yeah, totally. You know what? Now that we're talking about Johnny escaping,
right?
I think it's time that we escape. Like, we've been talking about this for 5 years, guys.
I just wrote bad checks. I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay?
Listen, you're part of the crew.
I know.
You're either with us or you're staying here.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's hardcore.
I don't want to stay here alone. Are you kidding me?
Listen.
Look, if not, you're going to have to join the Democrat side.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I will not.
Yes, you will.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah, come with us. All right.
I'm coming.
So you write bad checks. That's your thing?
That's my thing.
We can use him.
We can use him. All right.
I can offer that guard over there a lot of money.
In check form.
Write him a check.
Oh, those guards are idiots. They'll totally buy that.
We have to make a check out of toilet paper.
What are you talking about? I have a checkbook right here.
Oh, shit.
I got three of my...
I got credit cards.
Yeah, I'm in here because of fraud, like hardcore fraud, like talking deep web fraud.
I don't have it with me, but I my butler can go... my butler.
He's made of butter.
I didn't have a real butler. I wasn't allowed to have it, so I made one out of butter.
You have a butler and a butter?
I have a butler.
I hope he's like Alfred.
Don't drop the butter here.
Well, I'm glad you have him. I think with your butter
and my check
and your
fraud,
check writing skills and all my credit cards, I even get out of this place.
Let's get out of here.
We're going to MacGyver the shit out of it.
Wait a minute. What if we buttered ourselves up?
I'm so down for this.
Wait, so your butler's just going to butter us up and then we're going to get through the...
He's a butler made of butter.
Oh!
I can't have a real butter butler in prison.
Oh, that's...
I carved one out of butter. I had to save my butter for 3 years to make
enough. Okay, well, why don't you use the head first so I don't have to look at him while I'm rubbing it off myself. Get rid of the head.
You want me to rub my... butler's head all over my body?
Yeah, so the eyes aren't there, because when I get him...
Oh, you don't want to look at him.
I don't want to look at him.
Oh, you don't want him looking at you?
No, I don't want to... Well, maybe if he was looking at me, it'd be better, but I don't want to look at him.
I could just carve out the eyes.
That's kind of grotesque. Well, just start rubbing yourself.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Don't use all of it!
I would write a check to see.
Okay, what? You're not rubbing anymore. Now you're just moving it quickly.
All right, it's my turn.
He
to
was
get
still
buttered.
Hard.
It
was cold.
I should have gone first. Okay, I'll rub the butler.
Lights out! oh, lights are out. This is perfect. Oh, be our guest. You're my Alfred.
We're going to nickname him Lobster now.
Well, I'm all greased up. Your turn. Believe me, he doesn't have a face anymore, so you're good. You're good.
That's fine. I'll just use the rest of this butter on my... And I'm the biggest one of us all, so... I'm
Braggart.
You know you've been to the shower room.
Oh, he's getting hair all in it.
I'm hairy! Before I came in here, I didn't get time to, you know, get the laser treatment.
Well, found my duck.
Now that we're all buttered up, what are we doing again?
We're going to squeeze through the bars.
Oh, yes. I thought I was going to offer the guard a bad check. I wanted to talk to the guard all buttered up.
You go offer the check.
All right.
Well, okay, Stevens and I squeeze through the bars.
Cling, cling. Excuse me, Mr. Guardy guy.
Yeah.
I want to offer you a lot of money.
Listen. The last time you wrote me a check, it bounced.
I didn't bounce, I swear.
And it wasn't even your signature. I had it checked.
I thought a thumbprint was a signature here. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
I really don't belong here.
How much are you going to write it for?
$7,000.
Ooh, $7,000.
Yes.
I do have to get my car fixed.
Paid in full check.
What's going on back there?
nothing. Just
I'm out. I'm stuck.
Oh,
damn
shit!
Your hair.
Well, Mr. Guard, I got a big fat guy in the bars over there, so I'll catch you later.
All right.
Don't forget to cash that within 5 days, or it doesn't work.
Will do. Have fun tonight.
I will. We're buttered.
And scene. I like that white collar turned into just getting buttered up and sexy.
Well, that's what they do, right?
Yeah, it's true.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
No, it's true. It was pretty much white collar because no one really like fought. We were all friends.
That's true.
Or not with the Democrats.
That's true.
No.
Well,
no.
Stupid Democrats.
That other side.
My guard voice was the same as my other voice.
No, there was some subtle differences that I think if people go back.
You started, yeah.
I just got to switch to an accent, and then, you know, we could have been in a German prison.
Immediate, character.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Just makes it right there.
I think what's missing in radio, though, is your face really told a different story.
Right, no, it was. Yeah. I pantomime. I was doing a lot of action. I'm an action guy.
He actually buttered himself up. That's the real disturbing part.
Yeah, that's why it sounded different from our butter.
I brought a butter bar just in case. It wasn't shaped like a butler, though.
All right, let's talk about the game. Let's do it.
Ah, good. Yeah. So Quick Wits, we developed a card game that's it was based off of our love for cards, games like Cards Against Humanity, Apples to Apples, things like that, where you just have to kind of do suggestion kind of stuff. We put that with a game that we play on stage all the time called Between the Texts, where two members on stage are reading text that they get from phones from the audience, and one person has to make up the dialogue in the middle. Combine those two. So what we've got now is a game called Out of Context. And what we do is we take suggestions like you would get in a game like Cards Against Humanity. But instead of having seven or so cards in your hand, you got to find one that you think matches the best. You go through the text messages on your phone.
Cool.
And find an answer. So you take those text messages out of context. There's the clever name.
Ah!
And there you go. Uh-huh. Now, on our Kickstarter, you can back the basic deck. But there's also on there, we talk about an After Dark deck. And that's what I brought for you guys today.
Ooh.
The After Dark deck, a little more dirty and a little more adult. And you'll find, we have a suggestion. You guys got your phones out, and I'll get mine.
Yeah, I'm already looking at my phone.
All right, so if I did a personal insight category, what do you say to your unit to get it to work right?
Look how proud he is. I'm sure that was about my kid.
I just sold another all-you-can-eat.
What you say to your unit to make it work right?
Yeah, that's your dick.
That's your dick.
Yeah, what you say to your unit to make it work right?
White.
Right. Yeah, to work white. No, to work right. How you doing, man?
Let's make it more attractive to outsiders.
I got one. Woot woot. Someone wrote that in a text.
Woot woot.
How about this one? What would you say to let a hooker know that the blowjob was terrible?
Oh. Ha ha, nice.
Don't go for ones from your wife.
That's not for my wife.
I know.
I'm in the wrong one.
Wait, what was it? What was it again?
Something you would say to your to a hooker to let her know that the blowjob wasn't very good.
Okay.
Nope. Just hanging outside. Doors are locked.
Let me know when you upload it.
Yeah, they were getting nasty. I hate them, but man, they make good food.
Okay.
It's going. I'm cracking the whip. That's basically what you do. So I hope that people are playing this game right now as we are.
They totally are.
Taking out their phones, and they've tried to find something. I'll find you another one. Just to look for what we got. Here's a deleted line from the movie Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, a deleted line?
Mm-hmm.
A deleted line from Brokeback Mountain. I love beaver.
And scene.
I got one.
That's just not working.
Are you awake, fucker?
I think that was in there.
Oh, you're probably right.
Like a way down the list, people I haven't looked at for a long time. For cute! Actually spelled out F-E-R.
For cute!
No. It's nice. Last time I played this, I didn't have that many text messages. Now I'm getting a little bit more.
Oh, look at you.
Towards the end.
I got a couple I can send you.
Here's this one. You should bring a smoke.
I had my best one at the beginning.
Yeah, so did I.
He is home alone after all. Do you know if he's able to touch his face with both hands? But that, my friends, is basically out of context.
Don't get bed sores.
What?
Hey, I got some good texts.
Yeah, wow.
No, that's awesome. So where can they find the Kickstarter? You have like a couple weeks left or like a week and a half left for the Kickstarter?
Yeah, but right now as we're doing this, I don't know when it's actually going to go live, but
it's probably going to be live this week. So, yeah.
Well, sometime it'll be wrapping up very soon, but you can go to Kickstarter and just put in Out of Context, three words, but context is C-O-N-T-X-T.
Ooh, okay.
And if you just put out of, if you can't remember the other, you'll eventually get to it. Or, of course, you can go to our QuickWits website, and we'll lead you there. You go to qwcomedy.com, and you can get there. But fun game, and, yeah, we're very optimistic we're going to get funded. We've got, so with the game, we've got the basic deck, we've got the After Dark deck, we've got a geek deck.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And right now we're working on our, we're calling it the Raucous Caucus deck. That's going to be all, electoral kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's, we love politics, Troy and I.
we were just talking about that.
We're so into politics.
Yeah, we are on our wits with politics.
You guys missed then Trump, basically today he got a thing from David Duke from the Ku Klux Klan, endorsed him.
And they're
like asking him, going, so do you disavow that? And he's like, oh, I don't even know who he is. I can't just disavow something if I don't know who it is. He goes, well, he's with the Ku Klux Klan. Well, and he goes, so do you disavow them? Well, there's a lot of groups that are, endorsing me. And, I can't disavow unless I know who they are. He goes, you know who the Ku Klux Klan is, don't you? And he goes, it's like going, man, any smart person would go, yeah, I disavow them. Even if secretly he's like going, hey, thanks, David.
Right?
But it's like,
yeah.
And maybe, man.
It was the thing I hit on yesterday was people like Donald Trump because he it's this weird, wacky thing.
Yeah.
But I remember a while ago when Honey Boo Boo was great and everyone, her mom, Mama June or whatever her name was, they all, there was memes of her everywhere and people were laughing and stuff like that. But you would never want her as your mom. And Donald Trump is like the equivalent of Mama June.
My God.
Although if he does get elected, orange will become the new black.
Well, you know, we talked about this. If he comes elected, I'm moving to Canada or New Zealand or just red dawning the world.
Ooh.
So.
Well, you are ginger.
Yeah, I would. I guess I'd do a little red dawn. It's cold in Canada.
I'd have to see Dawn first.
Oh, you don't want to see her when she's red. At all.
All right, Troy, you're up next.
And
you get to choose.
That's it for the politics.
That's
politics.
We moved on.
We moved on?
We moved on.
Moved on.
Oh, gosh, Jason, you have a lot of good ones.
Yeah, he does.
Let's do...
Jason had a lot of free time this afternoon.
Yeah, right? I like Death Race.
We're doing Death Race?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Sir, would you mind idling down just a little bit? Exactly what are you doing, sir?
I'm looking for a death race. Are you willing to take my shit?
How come your car stops idling whenever you talk?
Because my car runs on my body fluids.
I think we can oblige if you're looking for a death race.
Don't do it, honey. Don't race him.
Shut up, dear. Shut up.
Okay, I'm just saying he looks crazy.
He's crazy. He wants a death race.
Okay, but I'm just saying the last time we death raced, we almost died.
But that's why it's a death race.
Okay. You do what you want. You always do.
Are we doing this or not?
I think we are. Now, hold on. My car runs on my wife's body fluids.
God damn it. This is why I hate these races.
Just hook in, honey.
I'm not going to hook. Okay, fine. I need water. If you want me to run off my fluids, I need water. Get the water.
Can you give us a moment to get some water?
Oh, yeah. Take your time. I know how these things work.
I'm so dehydrated.
All right, so let's go over the rules of this death race.
Okay, I'm all hooked up.
Luckily, she's lactating. So the rules of this death race are simple.
Yes.
We race to the death.
One of us dies.
Right. And since our cars run on body fluids, it's either going to be you or my wife.
Oh, shit. I've never killed a woman before.
Well, you're about to not kill one, because we're going to kick your ass!
That's why I married you.
And I'm very hot.
Yeah. All right. Honey, squeeze the jugs. We're going to need to go into overdrive.
Squeeze the jugs! Why do you have to give everyone a visual? This is a goddamn podcast!
Honey, get this door off of me! Where are we?
I don't know. I think we've juiced ourselves into another dimension.
Oh my God. Going. We gotta keep racing. It's a death race.
Wait, we're on Rainbow Road. This is the most deadliest road in all of Mario Kart.
I didn't get the reference.
Rainbow Road, dude. That one sucks.
Oh my God.
That was good.
That was awesome.
It's a cycle.
You should know that. I don't think you can see, Andrew, but Troy was. Troy was bringing up the fluid, right in my face.
I was jacking. Yeah,
you didn't have to tell me. I was actually content with milking my own fake boobs.
That was something for me to watch because there was no fluid for me, but I was able to watch both of you in my periphery.
Listen, I know this is a podcast, but Bob can attest to this over the last, 10 years. For some reason, whenever Troy and I pantomime, we actually have to pantomime if no one's watching.
Yeah.
So.
And that's what you take your wife, Lou. I was just pantomiming.
It was a pantomime affair.
I was working out a thing Troy and I would do later. But I had to pantomime it to see how it would feel.
fail good.
It's probably best if you don't come to our shows anymore.
Yeah.
She stopped coming a long time ago.
Well, after she married you.
No, come on. Leave it alone. Zinger. Zing-a-ding-ding-dong. Fuck you. Actually, that was rude. I shouldn't have said that. You're our guest.
Oh, I thought you were saying it to Troy.
Oh, I was.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's basically, we have a little more time. We should do one more scene.
Yes. I'm up for it.
I think it's your turn, Super Dude.
Is it my turn? Oh, I'm going to go with, since we've taken all Jason's suggestions so far.
Let's do the all Jason show.
There's one other person that suggested, and I feel like we should include...
Kate Wiggins.
Yes, Kate Wiggins.
Bring her in.
Kate Wiggins said some stuff, and I want to choose from hers. So, okay, wait, she's got a bunch of them. Crap! Dinosaurs still exist. People are allowed to have dragons as pets.
That's a good one.
Bears become eligible for hire and start stealing our jobs. I think I'm going to go with, the bear population is taking over workforce. This is what we're going to do.
Hey, honey, you're home early. What's the problem?
I just lost my job today.
Lost your job?
I lost my job again.
How could you lose your job?
I can't do this anymore. Am I dumb? Am I stupid?
No, I don't. You've been at that company for 13 years. How could you lose your job?
I lost it to, you know, that bear that just got hired.
What?
Yeah,
I knew that was going to happen.
They're saying he's a lot stronger and faster than I am, and I don't know what to do anymore. What should I do?
Well, we've got to stop this.
We have to stop this. Like, I just don't know. It's not fair.
What is he doing? I mean, you were an accountant. How is the bear?
Okay, so my job was to shred the paper, and he shreds the paper a lot better than I do.
I always miss it. I thought you had a more important job. I thought you...
it's very important,
Jim.
Yeah,
but I mean, I thought when you were an accountant, I thought that you actually, did the numbers and made sure things added up.
Am I dumb? Is that what...
I'm Jim now.
Is this happening to me? I'm losing my job to a fucking bear.
Well, you have lost. I mean, it's not you are losing. You have lost.
Apparently. We can get it back. We can get it back.
Well, you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to go talk to the union representative.
You help me, Jimbo. You help me.
I will.
This is not right.
Let's go.
We're here.
Good thing the car runs on fluids.
Yes, my fluids.
Hi, welcome to the union office. Do you both have an appointment? I assume you're together because you're both ugly as shit.
Oh,
they are good.
He's good.
Yeah. I'm here with my husband.
Hi.
He lost his job.
Oh, husband. Okay.
To a bear, and as his union rep, you should be helping him.
I'm not the union rep. I'm just the secretary, but I'll put you right through to the union rep. His name is Bear Williams.
Oh, no.
I hope he has a different voice than the person who had just helped us.
I hope he's not a bear and his name's just Bear.
Think of that.
Come on in.
He's a bear.
Come on in. Come on in.
I have a problem. I'm losing my job to a
don't say the B word.
Who are you losing your job to?
That's their word.
To someone who's not worthy than me to do this.
Oh, I totally understand where you're coming from, and we're going to fix this situation.
Yeah, he's had the job for 13 years. Yeah. And suddenly,
13 years?
Yeah, 13
and
years.
And you just lost it?
Because of this...
He's been paying union dues for 13 years.
Oh, wow,
years.
We've got to look this up. We've got to... What's your employer?
Oh, it's Johnson and Crackers.
Yeah. Sorry, I've just got something in my throat.
Oh, wow. He scared me.
Johnson. What did you say it was? Johnson and Johnson?
Johnson and Crackers.
Johnson and Crackers?
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. All right.
It's a well-known...
Okay, see, there you are. 13 years. You've got some great stars on your employee.
Yeah, he's been exemplary.
And it looks like you were replaced by... Chuck?
Yeah, he's...
Tanner.
Chuck Tanner.
Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
Chuck Tanner is just moved to the city from the hills.
He just comes out and already replaced him.
I'm going to be honest with you. This Chuck Tanner fellow looks like he's got a lot of stuff going for him, though. Like he's got a lot of experience.
Oh, this isn't right.
Can I see a picture of him?
You want to see a picture of Chuck?
Yeah.
Here, I'll flip my monitor around.
Oh.
right?
You didn't tell me he was a black bear.
Oh my gosh. Jim, now's not the time.
Yeah, he's a black bear.
We talked about experimenting, but we can't experiment.
Is he new? I mean, look at his records. Is he married?
Here, let me just double tap the screen and you can see close up.
Oh.
There you go.
Wow, you tapped in the right spot.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been... Anyway, as the union representative, you have a complaint, so I'm going to have to log this complaint. The problem is, he's actually probably going to see that I had to log the complaint.
Yeah, and I'm filing a complaint against a black bear. It's not good.
Yes, against a black bear. You have a problem with bears?
No, I don't have a problem with bears.
I know you guys are... I can sense tension right now.
I'm scared of bears.
You guys, I'm not a bear. I'm a Sasquatch.
Oh, shit.
All right. I actually don't like bears either.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's kill the bear nation.
I liked Revenant.
You like what?
The movie, The Revenant.
Were there bears in it?
I like the bear attack scene.
Did they cut in and hide into a bear, or what? Is that...
Yes.
Oh, that's that DiCaprio one. He does fight a bear. I heard about a bear.
I don't think he fights him.
Anyway, you have no argument.
I don't.
Get out of my office.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you eat, like, carrots or something?
Yes.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Carrot. That was our carrot budget for the year.
Well, why don't you just get a black bear to get you a carrot?
Oh, maybe I will.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe I will. But... You know, I could still be around during hibernation season if you're...
Oh, sure. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting because I have no job.
Goodbye, honey.
This episode of Little House on the Prairie has been brought to you by bears.
I didn't know if you were going to do the Hulk closing scene. Bruce Banner walking down the street.
That's awesome.
It ended sad.
It did.
That was sad.
Well, not for the wife.
No, the wife.
Or the bears.
I'm pretty sure the other two were going to hook up. The black bear and the wife were going to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to... I love you. Your job was to shred paper.
And a bear would do that totally better.
That's awesome.
I shred the paper. I thought you were accounting. Am I dumb? Yes.
And you did notice, Andrew, this time, two different voices.
Yeah.
Right, completely.
Yeah.
I worked on it in the break.
Pantomime the monitor turn.
Yep.
Oh, did I?
Monitor turn and you were actually looking up Chuck's stuff.
I'm like, oh, you're looking at me
like, he's pretty good.
Wow, I was transported.
I'm used to doing shit on stage, people, all right? Sorry. Well, that's it for this episode.
I think
we're good. We got we bucked in a good 40 minutes today.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Thanks, Bob, for being with us.
Hey, anytime.
Make sure you check out his Out of Context game. Support it and support comedians. Quickwits. Look up Quickwits. Look up Toy Soup Comedy. But Quickwits is doing the Mad Wits. Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, we're going to call it March Mad Wits.
March Mad Wits.
All over be at our location, which is in Midvale at the Pormian Arts Center. And we're looking at Friday shows in Ogden at the Ziegfeld Theater.
When does that start?
That's going to start next week.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah,
the
nice.
The current week of the person listening to this right now.
Nice.
Wow.
So make sure you check out, we got to thank Earhole Media because they make all this possible.
They
can just come here and do
this
dumb shit and they put it on.
Know you're here?
No, they don't, actually. We always sneak in. They have no idea. It's Sunday. Like, this thing is open on Sunday. So we've been doing this for, this is our fifth episode?
I think this is five.
Yeah, rock with the fifth episode. Thanks for
five.
It's
my lucky
here.
Number.
Yay. All right. Sweet.
Peace out. Toy Soup.
Ow.